The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, into Justin's world. Justin doesn't see the world the way other people do. For him, sounds are too loud, textures are overwhelming, and water, that's a hard no. Or at least it is until a new fish friend invites Justin along on a magical river adventure on the beautiful Boise River. Can Justin find the beauty in what he fears?
On the cover, Justin, a blonde boy in a green jacket and blue jeans, sits cross-legged on the river's floor. He has big, dark eyes and a small button nose and little mouth. Schools of fish swim around him. There are smaller pink fish, white ones, and a big group of yellow ones. One very big yellow fish hovers in the water beside Justin's cheek. A frog leaps from Justin's lap toward wavy green reeds and yellow coral. The title is composed of watery-looking letters of purple and blue spelling. Into Justin's World. Inside cover. Lots of line drawings in pen of people with skinny legs and arms, round faces, big eyes, and very curly hair on top of their round heads, with names Jay Jetton, Mom, Justin, Daddy, Morgan, and Corinne. Justin, a blonde boy in a green jacket and blue jeans, lies on his tummy on a lavender rug on a floor. He has big dark eyes and a small button nose and little mouth. A smiling yellow lizard rests on his shoulder. Nearby, a fluffy small brown dog with floppy ears lies on its back, with its paws up in the air and its tongue lolling out of its mouth.
There once was a fun and unique special kid whose brain didn't think the way other brains did. He would look at the world through his very own eyes, and at times what he saw left his family surprised.
Scattered around Justin are toy cars and a yellow tractor. An orange kitten reaches a paw out toward a yellow-colored pencil, as Justin uses many colored pencils to make line drawings of people with skinny legs and arms, round faces, big eyes, and very curly hair.
He loved cats and his dog and his lizard named Gator. He played with his cars, saving movies for later. But something he hated for so many reasons was walks by the river in all of the seasons. As he stomped down the trail, he would loudly complain in the summer or winter with sunshine or rain.
Outdoors, the sun slants between the trunks of tall leafy trees, making long shadows on a path as Justin and his family walk by a river together. At the head of the procession, his father points out a bunny in the grass to a blonde girl. Justin's mother reaches her hand back toward Justin, who walks with his puppy behind her. His eyebrows are raised, and his mouth forms a pout as he strides along.
In the spring, the rain drizzled, and Justin got wet. He let everyone know he was really upset.
Justin's lowered head is covered by his green jacket's hood as rain falls on the family on their walk. His sister smiles and tries to catch raindrops on her tongue. Even the puppy has its tongue out and tail wagging.
In the summer, he said he would simply not swim. Let the others go play in the river, not him. Because the river was wet, and he liked to stay dry. When the cold water touched him, he wanted to cry.
In the river, Justin's mother and sister, and even the puppy, frolic in the river and splash water at each other. The grass is bright green, and red and yellow flowers are abundant. A family of owls and a squirrel watch the family from tree branches. Justin's father sits on a rock on the river's edge and reaches out toward Justin, who slouches along, watching them out of the corner of his eye.
And in autumn, the wind often ruffled his hair, making Justin upset at that cold autumn air.
A breeze causes yellow leaves to swirl through the air around Justin and the puppy, who leaps on his hind legs. It makes his sister's long hair fly out straight behind her. His parents hold each other's hands as they walk close together, huddled against the wind.
In the winter, his family thought maybe they should simply let him stay home so that he could feel good. But his mother said, "Justin, please try it once more. We don't want you to miss the fresh air by the shore." Then she bundled him up just as snug as a bug. As he went out the door, Mother gave him a hug.
The trees are covered with frost and snow, and a red-headed woodpecker grips the trunk of one as it beats on it with its beak. A squirrel nearby watches. The path by the now frozen river has spots of deeper and shallower snow. Mother leads the way with a blue knit cap that matches her blue backpack and brown boots to protect her feet from the snow. Justin slumps with lowered shoulders and dangling arms behind her. He wears a red wool cap with ear flaps and a gray scarf tied around his neck. His father wears a blue jacket and shields his eyes with his hand as he looks into the distance. Sister looks in the same direction with binoculars. She has purple earmuffs covering her ears.
When they started their walk, it was nice and not snowing. But Justin was worried the wind might start blowing. He hated the water, did not like the trails, and disliked that his family was moving like snails.
Justin leads the way, taking long steps over the mounds of snow. The puppy and family follow closely. A squirrel leaps from tree to tree, and a bluebird flies along above them.
Just before they gave up, and they almost went back, they noticed a bridge where they stopped for a snack.
A wooden bridge arches over the river. On a snowy rail sits a hawk. Below, in the river, a small circle of water is visible in the middle of the ice. A yellow fish looks upward toward Justin and his family.
First, they laid out their blanket, and then they all sat. But Justin just stood, just as still as a cat. Justin didn't seem hungry and wasn't complaining. His family was shocked. This would take some explaining. He stared in the river at a fish large in size, staring over at him with its twinkling eyes.
The rest of the family are preoccupied with getting out the food from the backpacks, and Sister is studying something green on the ground with a magnifying glass. On his hands and knees, Justin's eyes are riveted on the river in front of him.
"Come with me," said the fish. "Now it's time that we play. There is so much to do on this beautiful day."
As he looked at the fish, Justin felt something strange. He didn't feel scared. He had started to change. He wasn't afraid to get wet any longer. He was feeling much braver, so very much stronger.
The fish swims at the surface of the river, smiling at Justin. Three spotted frogs march along a tree root by the river, wearing little green helmets and carrying sticks over their shoulders like rifles. Two more frogs sit in the water on a purple lily pad. All of them have their mouths open in song. Little yellow notes fly around them in the air.
So he jumped in the water to swim with his friend. He was anxious to see where this journey would end. To start their adventure, an army of frogs gladly sang them a song as they sat on their logs.
"Look out," said the fish. "Jump up high in the air. We must always avoid those fish hooks over there.
Smiling, Justin swims with his head above the water, following the yellow fish with its long, wavy tail. They swim over roots and green fronds of grasses in the river. They dive under the surface and swim down over schools of fish. There are smaller pink fish and larger white ones, and a big group of yellow ones.
So they jumped way up high and then down in the deep, where a large school of trout had just fallen asleep.
Trout float near the bottom of the river with their eyes closed, and some are covered with red and white blankets as they sleep on the purple floor of the river.
They return to the surface in time to say hi to a doe and her fawn sipping water nearby. "Run away," said the fish as he pointed his fin at a really large cat sneering down with a grin.
Two light brown deer, the mother and her fawn, with white spots lick the snow. They leap into the air at the warning, escaping the claws and teeth of a large brown wild cat.
So the deer swiftly ran and the cat slinked away with intentions of trying again the next day. Then they noticed some grouse that were in a big rush to get back to their home hidden under the brush. "Look sharp," said the fish. "That big bear wants to eat, and it looks like he thinks we would make a fine treat."
Justin and the yellow fish tread water, their top halves poking above the surface of the river as they look around. Standing in some tall grass, among some cottony cattail plants, a large dark brown bear looks in their direction. Under his feet, four brown birds run away from the hulking beast. Justin and the fish float on their backs in the river, looking up at the sky where several geese fly above them, casting their shadows on the water.
Several geese honked hello as they flew overhead, saying, "Now that it's cold, we must find a new bed." As they heard the word bed, it made Justin think back to his family sitting down, eating their snack. "Now I'm sorry to say our adventure is done," said the fish with a smile. "I hope you had fun." And for just a split second, the boy closed his eyes. Well, the next thing he knew, he had quite a surprise.
The wooden bridge arches over the river. Justin is gazing at the small circle of water where the yellow fish looks upward toward him and his family.
When he opened his eyes, he was back on the land, looking down at the fish swimming close to the sand. And his family still snacked on their foods as before, never guessing that Justin had left to explore. He attempted to tell them, but they were just thrilled that he didn't seem worried about being chilled.
Justin and his family gather in a group on the trail by the river. The leaves are green, a squirrel inspects a branch, and its babies poke their little heads out of a hole in the tree that is their home. Justin has his hand on his sister's shoulder and is pointing off at an eagle flying toward them.
So Justin now likes going out for his walks, and he doesn't complain. He just happily talks of his friend the big fish and the things they will do. I don't know, will his family believe him? Would you?
This has been Into Justin's World, written by Heather Davis, narrated by Tom Jordan, audio description narrated by Aaron Riemann, and written by Bonnie Barlow, from illustrations by Corinne Webb. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with vivid audio description of the pictures. Brought to you by imaginationvideobooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard.